CD 3.
The battle on board the Lucky 13. Alvin advanced towards Hiccup with the storm blade raised above his head. Hiccup closed his eyes, waiting for the blow. But at that moment, Toothless finally managed to overturn the barrel he was trapped underneath. He had been throwing his entire body weight at one side for the past 5 minutes. At last, he made an extra strong heave. The barrel tipped over and rolled at great speed across the deck, with Toothless rumbling round and round inside it, and bowled straight into the legs of Alvin the Treacherous, who lost his footing and fell over. Alvin gave an oh of surprise. The outcasts were distracted for one vital second, and Stoic turned round and felled Curlyhorns with a good old-fashioned uppercut right under the chin. From that moment on, there was chaos aboard the Lucky 13. The hooligans took advantage of their captor's surprise as the swords against their throats were lowered for a moment.
"This is more like it! I'll teach you to say the hooligans have gone soft!"
Stoic let out the Viking war cry and launched himself on the enemy completely barehanded. He crashed two outcasts' heads together, jabbed another in the kidney with his foot, and when that one doubled over in pain, leapfrogged over his back to face another couple of the opposition. All might not have gone well for him, however, unarmed as he was, if Baggy Bum the Beer Belly had not come to his aid. The two brothers who had been fighting each other 5 minutes earlier now fought the enemy back to back for the rest of the battle. The battle on board the Lucky 13 would be a saga that the hooligans would tell their children and grandchildren for many, many years to come. The military prowess of the outcast tribe was legendary throughout the Viking world, but the hooligans were desperate and angry. They were battling for their freedom itself, and so fought more wildly, more fiercely than perhaps they had ever done before or since. No fewer than 20 Black Stars were awarded to warriors after the battle was over. The Black Star was a medal given to hooligan warriors for outstanding bravery in the field of combat. No wonder, for the pirate fighting skills on display on that occasion were a joy to watch. They were also a tribute to the old soldier Gobber, who had taught most of the warriors all that they knew. There, on one corner of the deck, was Nobber No-Brains, performing the highly skilled manoeuvre known as the Dance of the Axes, in which the pirate rapidly juggles two twirling axes from one hand to the other, hypnotising and confusing the enemy before the pirate lunges forward for the fatal blow. Up around the mast were the boys from the pirate training programme, valiantly tackling outcasts nearly twice their size, putting into practice all that they had learnt during those sword-fighting-at-sea lessons. The behaviour of Fishlegs was particularly surprising. As soon as the battle began, he completely lost control, throwing himself at the enemy, shrieking furiously and whirling his sword around his head like a madman. Vikings call this going berserk, and warriors who do this are revered in Viking society. You could not imagine a more unlikely candidate for being a berserk than Fishlegs, but there we are. These things are never predictable. The outcast stayed out of his way, for a berserk is always respected, even if he is only 4 foot 10 with a squint and a limp and no sword fighting skills whatsoever.